It's a common sight, bulldozers and other machines clearing dozens of acres of land, knocking down trees and filling in depressions, creating a prime site for a perfect home in a subdivision. But now some people are taking a new look at how subdivisions are built. The Conservation Fund started work on a project that would create a conservation subdivision. They've selected three sites to serve as models of environmentally sound development. One site is in Huron, Ohio, another is in Niles, Michigan, and this one in Germantown, Wisconsin. Sarah Bennett-Nirenberg is coordinating the project and taking us on a tour of the 120-acre site. She says there are some basic things you need to do.
Big thing you look at is reducing the impervious surface, basically making the roads narrower or shorter, making the houses taller as opposed to wider. We also look at using natural stormwater drainage instead of using storm sewers. That way you allow the water to infiltrate into the ground, and also it can get treated by settling out some of the pollutants before it gets to a water body.
Germantown is a small suburb just outside Milwaukee. It's a short distance to the city, and there's easy access to transportation. What was once productive farmland is now the latest hotspot for suburban development. Sig Strautmanis is Germantown's village planner.
When I first took this job, I knew I was taking a job in a suburban community. And I also knew what the character of the subdivisions and a lot of the development was here. And I wasn't happy with it. And I knew that that was going to be a huge challenge and actually something where I'd have to swallow hard sometimes and just go, you know, look, this is what the people want. And that's why things look the way they do.
But that wasn't the case in Germantown. Residents wanted to keep the rural look and feel of the town. They liked the farms, and they liked the natural landscape.
I kept hearing that over and over, that why do we want to develop this? Let's not rezone this. We like the farmland just like it is. And I knew it was just a matter of time until I'd have to actually confront our subdivision regulations and you know, how residential development is happening here. And it happened sooner than later by Sarah calling me and saying, hey, are you interested? And it was like, oh, yes, I am interested. And so it was just a huge opportunity to actually move it forward faster than I thought.
The number of homes in the subdivision won't be reduced, just placed on smaller lots. This creates more open space for woods, fields, and wetlands. Homes typically on a half-acre lot will be put on lots reduced to about a quarter acre. The hope is that even with smaller lots, the subdivision will still have an open and spacious feel. Homes will still cost around $200,000. That's because the large amount of open space is set aside for residents' use. Developers have bought into the project because the same number of homes will be built. And with homes closer together, the roads and sewers are shorter, which saves the developer money on paving and maintenance. Belinsky Development was chosen to do the project in Germantown. Steve Affelbaum is an ecologist hired by the company. He says some of the key features of the location represent what developers typically see as key problems.
You know, you've got steep slopes, poor soils, wetlands, a probable navigable waterway. It's basically a real mix of all the conditions that represent the worst and the best opportunities for site development, depending upon the persuasion of the developer.
Nirenberg sees those natural features as enhancing the appeal of the subdivision. Not only is it healthier for the environment, it's also an attractive setting for a neighborhood.
Looking around here, I would imagine it would probably be a development with lots of small pods of houses, hopefully a mixed use, using a lot of buffers around the natural areas, probably using the woodlands and wetlands for education and just as a natural amenity with boardwalks. And again, a lot of buffer along the roads as well to really make it a good community. And ideally bringing a lot of the neighborhood design into it as well.
Construction on this site is planned to begin by spring. Many of the methods proposed for these developments are new and often make people skeptical. That's why supporters of the project say education is key to its success. For village planner Sig Strautmanis, the best education is by developing these three model projects. He says it'll be a way to show that you can get high-quality development that's affordable, has a high resale value, and is ecologically sound.
We have a lot more information now. Like, we have no excuses for doing poor development anymore. I'm convinced of that. So, to me, it's just using the information that we have and building on that base and looking to a, you know, more responsible future.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Todd Witter in Rhinelander, Wisconsin.